Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
We talked about driving tests yesterday. Did anything happen to you on your driving test? I can't remember one. It was so long ago.
My first one I failed. No minors, just the one major.
Which was?
It was something to do with a roundabout.
What, did you just drive straight across it?
I didn't straight line it, to be fair. Although I know people who have. In tests. And then when I passed with no majors, obviously, but 11 minors, and I don't know which is really worse.
Fantastic. That should add up, shouldn't it? Well, surely nothing as bad as this. The learner driver, which is trending again. This is another one that's trending on the internet this morning. The learner driver had a lucky escape after the front of her car was flattened by a British tank.
That's just bad luck.
The 18-year-old pulled out in front of a column of tanks in the town of Augustdorf in Lippeck on Monday, yesterday. The driver of the first tank, who was a 24-year-old British serviceman, was unable to stop in time and went straight across the bonnet. I wonder if he was on his test as well. That would be a major fail, I'd imagine, if you couldn't get the brakes on quick enough. But can you imagine the thought as you're in the behind the steering wheel there if you learn it in the driving test? Well, that would be one of those moments, wouldn't it? Oh, dear me. Also this morning, our thoughts with Daryl Goulding, who the former Wigan Warrior, Wigan lad, who's sad to retire from the sport that was announced yesterday afternoon. Only 27, following on from a series of concussions, he's been forced to take the decision to quit. Doctor advice telling him that it would be stupid to continue playing and risking his long-term health. And some really good tributes coming in this morning. And I said earlier on the show, this is the great thing about rugby league. No matter who you support, you just will the best for these lads. You want the best players playing, don't you, to make the sport as entertaining as possible. And I noticed on one of the, even on the Saints forums this morning, some really great tributes and just messages for him of wishing him the best. On Twitter, a reaction from all kinds of parts of the sport. Alan Hunt, sad to hear Daryl Goulding has retired early. Shame for a quality player and a quality guy to have his career cut short. Witness Vikings have tweeted, always sad when a playing career is ended by injury. Mark Flanagan of Saints, of course, used to play with him at Wigan. Saddened to hear Daryl Goulding has been forced to retire. It was a pleasure to play alongside him. One of the nicest lads to play the game. Rob Parker, former Warrington Bradford. And Lee, sad news that Daryl Goulding has had to retire. Classy centre and class bloke. Fekir Palliasen has tweeted, very sad to hear about Daz. Had the pleasure to play alongside him. And Joshua Charnley, giving him his Sunday name there. Just Charnley. It's a sad day to hear Daz Goulding had to retire. I wouldn't be the player I am today without being alongside players like Daz.
Smith out the back. Goulding! Half-time. Comes out wide for Smith. Little drummer. Ablett dropped it. Goulding picked it up. And Daryl Goulding has scored the third Wigan try. Wigan now are dreaming of the grand final. And the DW Stadium is a cacophony of noise.
There you go. Daryl Goulding had to retire yesterday. I think Sean Wayne's holding his press conference tomorrow, so we'll get his reaction then. Of course, Daryl Goulding came up through the ranks with Sean Wayne, through the junior side, into a champion player with the club over the last couple of years. So there we go. More on that to come over the next couple of days. It's also Rocky Road Day today. Now, I have eaten many and been along a few, if you know what I mean, when it comes to Rocky Road. Little lyrics this week. We're with the kids at Garswood Primary School. And on to play this morning for the Saints tickets is Ben. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Ben. At work in Ashton. But you're from St Helens. Where have you driven into work from this morning? Where do you live?
I live in Windle near the cemetery.
Okay, all right, very good. And you're a big Saints fan, obviously. Watching on the week. Did you go to Newcastle or were you watching on? What was your plan?
No, we was watching it locally. We watched it in one of the local clubs. Cracking atmosphere and a good win.
Very good, yes, finally. We'll get the magic hoodoo off our back, very good. And you were saying you're off on holiday soon. Where are you going?
Oh, yeah, we're going to Greece next month. We're going to Rhodes.
Why would you want to go there when you're looking out the window this morning? Looking
I don't know. Just a nice break.
Because it's such a beautiful morning again this morning. OK, then, Ben, well, let's see if we can win you a couple of tickets to go and see Saints against Salford on Friday night at Langtree Park. Our lyric today sounds like this.
Hi, my name is Josh, and this is my lyric. Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brain. I knew I wouldn't forget you.
OK, I thought this was tough this morning. A few of you getting it. You've been drawn out a random. Ben, what is the answer? Who sings that song, and what is it?
It's Train Soul Sister.
Spotted. Very good. Did you hear the clue? Were you listening earlier on and heard the clue earlier on, or did you just know the song?
I heard it yesterday, tea time, tell you the truth, when we was just nipping out in the car, it just happened to come on.
Stuck in the brain, right?
Chris, just want to say, Chris, by the way, best wishes to Darryl Golding and the family and all, Larry. I thought he was a cracking player, and he's one of those players I wouldn't have minded him at Saints.
Brilliant. Yeah, very good. Thanks very much for that. I mean, I did say it's strange, isn't it? I don't think you get it quite the same in football when players retire.
No.
I mean, I suppose, and players don't tend to retire like they do in football, like they do in rugby. But
rugby's much closer knit as well.
Yeah, so many people from different clubs playing tribute this morning. So thanks for that, Ben.
I appreciate that.
You've got yourself the Saints tickets for Friday night. Enjoy the game, and thanks for coming on the radio. Cheers, Ben.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Yes, it's Milo Mann in the doghouse this morning let me explain. Over tea last night, Donna said to me, "Do you like my new glasses then?" I did know she was getting some. I did. I just forgot she was picking them up yesterday. And, it's bad, isn't it? It's not like she was even sat next to me. She was sat opposite me at the dining table. I was tired. I'd had a busy day yesterday. First day back in after the holidays, that's all I can say. But it didn't go down too well, put it that way. I think it was worse than when I forget when she's had her haircut, because at least, she has a haircut, at least once a month, something like that. But glasses change, every 18 months, 2 years, something like that.